Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And thank you very much for tuning into the program today, the Black Talk Radio Network and the Cosmic Philosopher. The Cosmic Philosopher and I'm Tim Aldred. I thank you for tuning into the program. I'm going to hold you on, listening to a little music, and I will be back in a little while, maybe 5 minutes or so. Okay, let's hear the music. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Now, I thank you for holding on. And this is another edition of the Cosmic Philosopher. And you are listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network. My friends, what I have on my mind right now is the human state of the world when it comes to where humanity is coming from. Now, we tend not to look on the value of humanity as a whole. Where humanity coming from? You know, because of the Bible and the church, we don't really know. When it comes to what humanity needs to know is the truth about its origin. When you think about it now, what we know loosely about where we originate, because we know a little, because some is in the Bible, but we don't have a structural knowledge like you go to school, college or university, and you come out with, you know, the right amount of education, take care of your life. We don't have that in the context of what we get from the church as a whole. And as it turns out, the church is not a civilized thing. Now, how do you feel when you hear me say that? That the church is not a civilized institution. Now, what does it take? What does it take for me to prove what I say? That the church is a homosexual and the first proper word is uncivilized, and everything else after that. You can't beat it being uncivilized first, because it is the first effect against white people. They're cunning enough to behave like church belongs to everybody in the world. That's far from being true. It is far from being the truth. And if you find anybody else who would dare to come forward and send the impression out that saying something like what I'm saying is normative. But there is an energy that fights against the truth. So fighting against doesn't mean it is a victory. It's not a victory being proclaimed, because the church cannot give account of itself. The church people don't know where it originates. And if they do have some sense where the church originates, when it comes to telling the time, when it comes to the calendaral account, does the church people have to tell as an account of where the church began? And since they tie the church up to a Adam and Eve created in a garden, you know, I mean, put it all together then, make it make sense. They can't make sense with the church and the civilization, government that exists long before they were talking, long before white people began to talk, because black white people are not talking no earlier than 100,000 years ago when something else significant happened in conjunction with their behavior back in that time. Yeah. Why the world is in the shape it's in, and white people have stolen every single thing from African people. Begin with Africa. If somebody can come out and sound like me then, when I say sound like me, I mean in the context of, you know, saying particular things that having to do with our origin and when and by whom civilization came to earth. The church cannot tell you that. It only wants to tell you about 2,000 years ago when they invading Palestine. Caesar, Augustus, and all them guys. Sodomites. You know, the amount of irony in the Bible, folks, I won't be surprised if in a few months from now, you hardly see any more than benches in the churches. That's right, because you don't expect AD Anno Domini to carry these people anywhere no sooner than the wind of civilization begin to blow harder on them, because it's blowing them hard right now. That, you know, they're getting down to the point where their kingdom, what they call kingdom dominion reconstructionist teachings, Christianity, that is, kingdom divide against itself, it must fall. And that's what these white people added to. And I don't need to, like, you know, put water in my mouth to say that, because what I'm saying is true. How do I know it's true? I read, you know, a good portion of history, and enough for me, somebody like me, to understand when you have a problem here, such as a historic problem, where, you know, certain people who are supposed to be civilized have a lot of sodomite trinket all over themselves. And whereas species of human being, only two species of the human existence in the world history textbook, and it's when I began to pay attention to the World History Textbook that I found out the truth. That's where I was. It's not that the only way to find out the truth. But as far as where I was in my pursuit of knowledge, I get my principal direction from reading myself the right kind of history. Certified. I have read a lot of the Bible in my early years and into my adult age, like up to about 60. And I still someone who occasionally have reason to refresh myself of certain things that in the Bible, when I do a communication and I need to reference and cite biblical texts. So what has happened now is when I talk anything, I am not talking it like when people in church quoting scriptures and don't know what they're talking about. When I say things, I read it. I do research on it. I don't talk foolishness. And at the rate that you see people don't want to hear me talk, you know, it's not bothering me because I don't understand why. I mean, let's say they are almost the entire world of people, almost not all, don't want to hear anybody like me. Because number one, I'm not coming out from their college or university. You know, so that when you say Dr. So-and-so, everybody listen to you. But the record is clear. Jesus is made up by the white people. And everything they wrote in the Bible about human creation by God, it's the opposite is true. Not gospel. And if you're reading about what happened in Palestine, you got to look on see beyond in the past, further back, what was going on in the world. You just cannot start talking about Jesus Christ and stuff like that. And you have Kalinda that is giving you the knowledge to say something vile happened on planet Earth. Because you cannot have civilization on planet Earth 450,000 years ago. Go into South Africa, and you can prove that the first civilized people were not human beings. Immortal beings. I'm not talking about ghosts either. I'm talking a higher class than humanity. Came to Earth. And that, if you are stunned, it is the real certified academic history called Sumerian history. That's what tells us about the gods that were in South Africa. And harvesting gold, it is something that these white people go to Africa and harvest. They know that this is reality, that immortal gods come here and do a lot of different things on this planet that no humanity did it. So what the heck are we here sitting with these white people talking about they own everything? They have a B and a Damani law. What happened to the Elohim laws that govern the earth? And talking people long before these jackasses begin to talk 100,000 years ago. I mean, at that time, African people were developed 100,000 years
ago, to where we civilized people begin to go all over the world, leaving Africa and going all out. All right, and it is that time. You want to know what history says about these white people? They are primates from the start. Okay? A sort of monkey. Okay? For as long as 3.5 million years. So I don't understand why. Well, I got to draw that back. I cannot say I don't understand, because I would be playing down my own sense of civilized history. You cannot beat civilized history. These white people want the world to think that they can just invent anything. And this is the way you see Bannon and Trump operate. Look at them. The whole Lock, Stock, Barrel, and George Bush, right? They can, George Bush can invent invasion of 9/11. Trump already said that outright in the 2016 election, when Bush brother was running for presidency, and Trump crushed the other little brother. Yeah, Jeb Bush. Yeah, Trump crushed him. But I want to show you how asleep African people are, which it is a deep sleep on brain, brain atrophy. Cause why Bush, as a sitting president, could call in or set in place 9/11 and all of what happened with the towers and the planes falling out of the ground and flying into the towers. How is it? It is made plain. That's how far these white people have advanced, that they can do these kind of things, talking about them have AD and Adamani power. Where they get AD and Adamani power from? All the bombs and the war that they're fighting, how they just evolve out and they are primates. They are primates. So now, you're looking at African hybrid ethnic people. You think this identification just fly out of nowhere? Hello? No. It is not a natural thing for your neighbor to begrudge you for what you have and then go out and make up some bogus documents. Work up something and say, this property now is theirs. We're in America today. Do you think anybody could do such a thing? While history is talking loud and clear of human development, the civilized human development, not the uncivilized humans, but the civilized humans, while history is speaking loud and clear, the way human develop chronologically over, a few million years. In the latter, a few hundreds of thousand years that the civilized human came about. And how? We know how the ape evolved. We know that. In history, world history textbook, it tells us that. And it tells us how the second wise sapien species come about 250,000 years ago. It's into the world history textbook. How these white people come up and make AD and Adamani moon calendar law. Moon season calendar law to worship the Pope. Much of that don't come out because, you know, I read history from serious scholars like Dr. Samuel Noah Kramer, right? I mean, nobody in this modern world would object to Dr. Samuel Noah Kramer. And Dr. Samuel Noah Kramer don't have anything better to write about but civilized humanity, not the uncivilized monkeys who behave in today like they are modern man, Cro-Magnon, and nobody don't know where they come from. And they can be anywhere at all talking all these old bunch of guile foolishness, and African people say nothing. They are no longer sophisticated enough. It doesn't matter how much university they come from. I have a brother with a PhD. Now, he got that in England. And you know, in our modern time, England is on top of the world society. England, their currency and everything, like United States. In a lot of cases, it seemed like Britain has more monetary, force than America. America seemed to lean on Britain and in some case, behave itself like Britain is apparent to them as such, right? How did these white people get into that situation where they are in today? They're not behaving like they are the parent of humanity, especially these in America here. You know, it seems like these in America are one of two groups that they have. That's the pilgrim who came from England. It seemed like they have slightly different temperaments about how they do things. Well, about 1610, I think, or 1620. Yeah, I think it's maybe about 1620 that the England Christian branch sponsor a group into America. Now, white people is known for praying on Africans who have come to the Western world and develop the place. So we have a whole lot ethnic countries that these white people come into the latter, part of the BC era and kick out all of these. All of our settlement and government, they come and kick over everything. Why do you think that could happen? How could these primates, hominid species, a different blood, a quality blood. That is not a civilized blood, you see. They don't have civilized blood. If somebody like me who just come out of a little high school, you know, graduation, can tell you that. Because, I mean, it, you know, I don't have to read that high to find out this. I just need to be interested. And I tell you, as mighty as the person in church, you know, have a whole heap of they have a whole heap, a whole lot of university degrees. They know about some academic things, of course, and technical things along that line. But when it comes to human, you know, biology and stuff like that, and how different are the species, or how many species, they don't know, but they do not know, but, and somebody like me, they run out and stay away from. Well, so it is when I was going to church. Preachers begin to run away from me because the church is not uncivilized grounds, you see. So if you begin to ask primary questions about how the church come about, look, they have to stay away from you because they don't know. Okay? The church is like a gas balloon. Okay? There is nothing right about what the white people are doing. They are criminals. And their thing is to set up a new world order and destroy the brain, the civilized people. That's what they're working on right now. So if you think I am joking, you are finding out, because the fact that I begin to see these kinds of stuff that I'm seeing, it means they better get up and go back where they come from. Because all it's going to take is like one person like me, that the gods, they're looking down on what become of the civilized world they establish on earth. These white people don't care nothing based on what their experience has been over the last 100,000 years. They think that they have everything made. Okay? But what I'm trying to say, for the people who have yet to see, I'm trying to show a little light. How does the African people suddenly give up on their government, run from these white people? How? You know what I mean? How do we allow them to do this? That's what I'm saying. The history is there. They with their mouth will tell you that the first civilization started with Africa, Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. You know, you're nothing but Europe. Nothing at all. And if you go and begin to talk about Europe from back in time, you will understand who inhabited Europe first. Although there were these hominid white people in Europe, but they could not colonize nothing. They could not set up anything in Europe, so they were not count. They're more than some lizards or something, monkeys up there.
because that's all they could do is make stone tools. So we are here, and today, after they go through their whatever it is and turn talking serpent and turn the world upside down, you bet the gods watch and see, because they give us kingship government to emulate on earth as it is in heaven. And no, all of a sudden, oh, Sodomite is ruling. First of all, in the Bible that they wrote, they depict that Sodomite go to Lot. That Lot was not a gay person. But they go there to destroy Lot and two visitors. You read that in the Bible, right? But you got to understand, when did these things begin to happen on planet Earth? If you're not able to look at when you see the time when white people begin to have military and go out first in Europe.
It's not the right word.
The first time you see white people came out on the world scene with political instruments, military might. When did you see white people come out with that? At what time in the world's history did you see white people? A reference from the world history textbook shows that they evolved 3.5 million years ago. Right? And within our period here, over the last 100,000 years, something happened. And it happened when the African people developed in South Africa. 100,000 years. So now we look back and say, we are here, African people, 200,000 years now. Right? So all of what we learn in the Bible and stuff, throw that, you know, into the garbage can, because all they're talking about, Adam and Eve, is not for us. It's for themselves. They make that up. They don't have anything to do with our civilization whatsoever. Okay? So all they go out and destroy our people with their bad blood, that 100,000 years ago, they poison our people with their fucking HRSUS blood. They do it. The reason why we don't have no sense today, it is because of these fucking asshole white people. Okay? You're not going to get anything less than that as the truth, because that is the truth. You see what I mean? They can cut my mic off as much as they like, because guess what? We're not going to get into a military fight with them. We are now too higher than white people, and all that they say they have, it's not a spiritual power, but one that is sodomite, that is only based upon things. Technological things. You see what I mean? Every now they come out with a new this and a new that, a new this and a new that, a new this and a new that. That's all these faggots are about. Okay? And I'm saying, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out of our way. Even written in their own book. And it doesn't make the Bible an authentic book, because it is a book of many contributors. That's the way these white people decide
to construct the Bible. And if you are paying attention, you will find out they don't do a good job at making what they call an ontology Bible. Right? Why do they need several authors to write a Bible? You know, in the first place, the answer is they have no to be writing Bible about no issues in the world, because they don't born in a civilized world. They evolve like animals, okay, and nature give them whatever sensory understanding they need. Now, why are these white people turning like they're off humans? Why? Why do they now no longer look like flat-faced man of Kenya primates? Why? After they were 3.5 million years. Why? Can you tell me? Now, all of the things that they say they own, how could they own what? All these things that they say they own. Oh, how come? You see what I mean? The only thing that is going to take them down is the truth. Because as much as they want to like behave like they have been here before everybody else. Because they talk their way, you know, way, way, way up. Like, yeah, they are first. That's what they've done. And begin to even call themselves civilized. You know, we call us civilized. And they take, you know, anybody with light skin and make them white and stuff like that. These old bunch of stuff. They don't know it's going to come back. You know, you spit in the sky, it's coming down back in your mouth. And that's exactly what's happening to them. They think that we would never come to know where we're coming from. That's where these thinking white people are coming from, and they think that because of they have exalted to this height of understanding and call themselves Cro-Magnon man. It's a matter that the truth they can't stop. Tell you if you are confused is to find out in history how do they come to have language and be handling the head of the structure of communication and language. How did they come to do that and call themselves Romans? They call themselves Gothians. They call themselves, you know, maybe a few dozens of different names. And they don't have any point of origin. They don't wear their species identity. What do? Anywhere they go and take over control from people who settled, they become the ruler of that place. And that's the identity they go by. So they have a whole bunch of different identities. That when I read and I see like a new name. I say, where did that name come from? You can tell the name is funny. You can tell. They invent these different groups that you think, oh, they really need to make up a whole bunch of different human species, really. Because they make the reason, you see, they want to be numerous, okay? So they don't want to appear like just hominids of Europe. They don't want that to be known. You see what I mean? The point is this: they are not getting away with these kind of stuff that they have done. They will never get away with it. Because, for one thing,
They're going against the grain of the Elohim God. You think the Elohim God is like us? No. We are the closest to the God because they use their blood to create us. Did not create them. And they come and crossbreed with us and get some of the blood and talking and look like us. Yeah, but that's how close they're going to get. That's how close they're going to get. When they think that, oh, they can go up to the heavens and do whatever they want to do. Well, they already proven that to be wrong. They already proven that their hopes of going to Mars and colonize Mars, they know it's no longer a reality for them. Right? Because when they are telling everybody that we are the only people in the universe, they were lying. And they were depending on that they could convince everybody that they are the ones with the right knowledge of humanity. Now they find out it's not true. You see, because now Nibiru is now known as reality. What they call it? Planet X or something like that. Okay, and it is very obvious that what they are telling the world is not true. Christianity is not true. We have to know where we are coming from with this knowledge of civilization. And that they don't have no civilization. They don't have no law establishment, not on earth jurisdiction. You see? So when they go up into Europe 1.5 million years ago, it's the only place for them because they have a different taxon. You know, see? They have a different taxon. Just a second.
Means she's not going to be able to see me? No. I have the appointment, so I mean, I have to order a transportation to come, and it's already, I mean, all booked up for me to come to the appointment. She did it, I mean, a week ago, and so she couldn't see me and set me up for this one, and she's doing it the same thing now. Who's doing it? Oh, Edna's doing it? Oh, so that means she's no longer with Edna. Okay, all right. So, cancel, right? Wait, no. What you, do I have a child? Do I have a child? No. What is under your purview? She's not going to be able to see me, and that's the end of the story. Okay, all right. Well, we go from there. Okay, all right. I mean, so we can't buy nothing with that now. So, thank you for calling me and tell me. Okay.
Okay, have a little interruption. I'm sorry about that. Now, back to our stories. It is crucial that civilization is represented and the people by whom civilization comes, Sumerian, 6,000 years ago. 6,000 years ago, white people were nowhere around doing anything except some criminal underground things. They had no civilized establishment. What they do now to say they have establishment is bogus. Mafia. Okay? That's what they have. Okay? And why do you think, where do they get this power from? Where do you think white people get their power from with AD and Adamani? I mean, that has absolutely no governmental jurisdiction for what white people are doing. Kill, I mean, make law like 1220 AD. Think about what that law is all about. Okay? If you know what AD 1220 all about, man, and what they use it for over the past almost 2,000 years. Pope apologized for sins of Catholic, and the kind of stuff they have liberty to do, kill Saddam, kill Gaddafi, go anywhere in Africa, kill anybody and get away with it. What do you think caused that? Where they get the first military from is Africa. Rome, Italy. They get to take down the king in Rome because Africa brought these white people in to rule on much a higher level than the African Union head leaders. They gave it all to these white people. They're going to sell us as slaves to them. Okay? So if you think the leaders of Africa, the leaders that the gods put to run the world as a civilized race, they no longer do that. Who know that? Who care about that? They want now for us to be underneath these fucking ass white people and take all of the technology and hone it as theirs, because there will never be any other authority in this context that we're dealing with. It's not that there will never be and there are not higher power than these white people. It should be Africa is dominating and rule the human world. But since this happenstance with these primates and their own initiation, as far as I can see, go after our people to interbreed and have children and be able to talk. That is the problem of why the world is in the shape it's in. Africa, later on, once these people establish they can talk and go out and get education, not from themselves, because they didn't have any kind of mental capabilities to do anything that is civilized. So everything white people are doing today, my friends, only when we don't know and that crossbreeding done, you know, I mean, knock our brains off the audible, you know, on the orbital. You know, we are knocked off the frequency because of these white people, Rh rhesus blood. It's the reason why over 100,000 years, we have no sense. Okay, and talk about who is holding the wealth of Africa in their hand. Is United States, right? Yeah, why? Why not Africa? Why? Africa needs to own the wealth of gold for a people of its own that keep on multiplying a lot in the world. But no, not Africa. These white sodomites, Jezebel, them, whatever, you know, UN. Now, just think, what is behind these white people? Why Colin Powell, I mean, work with George Bush to kill Saddam? You think of why they can go to Gaddafi, Libya, and kill him, and nobody say anything. Of these white men that like to fuck their own asses, Africa cut a deal with them, and until this day, you look and see how much money Africa is getting from United States. Right? And the church become, you know, a place of God. Right? That God beget a son. Where from? No deal with no woman at all. We African people clutch the Bible more than any other book. Because guess what? I told you, you know, it is just not right. You know what I mean? It's not right, outright not right, that white people could move out our rule of kingship and start this democracy where them have. We vote. And you look at our government, you don't see nothing about no voting there. Look at the World History textbook right now, and it tells you what kind of order, civilized order, mandate we are under. But these faggots are able to tell us that we are under AD and a domini that they're using to kill us anytime they want. And tell you that, you know, where could anybody come from and tell us that, you know, after they have us in slavery, tell us that, oh, we are not humans, we don't need freedom. We are properties of the white people. Who could tell us that? Under normal circumstances, nobody at all. Nobody at all. So now you think that we owe these white people them some reverence? No, they are honest fucking people. It doesn't matter what they look like. Okay? They don't belong to any of our territory. That's as flat fact as it is going to get. Okay? That's the fact. And the gods above, they have no companionship with the gods above. They have it with Africa, who they can, you know, stuff down anything down their throat and threaten them or whatever it is. They turn pal, right? But that's not the case it's with the gods above and what they have left here. And I tell you what, there is just no way that I can just decide to walk away from a knowledge that as a child, I wish I had. I wish I had. All right. But if I never get to know anything, I wouldn't be talking. Because I would never develop anything to propel this kind of identity. Right? So it doesn't matter what the Rothschild and the rest of them are going with. Look how they all just take wealth and use wealth and, you know, and whilst they are using the wealth without any kind of reservation, they're killing us, killing out our species. Gradually. That's what they're doing. Because they want their modern culture called Cro-Magnon. That's the culture that they plan to take over the world with, because they are fucking asshole culture. So they started it 100,000 years ago. All right? So what I'm saying to you, what I am saying to you is that there is a time for everything. I've said it before, that what the white people have done, and talk about a new world and all this kind of stuff, Armageddon and all this kind of stuff, these guys are stone demon possessed. Look at Trump. How long does it take for them to realize that Trump should be pulled off the street a long time ago because he's too dangerous for any kind of a society? Look in that guy's face. You know, the days when Trump looked like he had some sense, those days are gone. This guy is talking so much soupy nonsense that, you know, and you have all these people around talking and carry on, and they don't see what they have in their hands. Some people see it, but they don't have any power to do anything. You know, the church, if you don't know that, when I tell you that the church is not a civilized thing, it's not anything that's going to help your soul, it's a lie. Start reading the Bible afresh and you will find a whole bunch of bugs in there. No prophecy fulfilled as far as Jesus Christ is concerned. Right? And what, and Jeremiah, I was listening to. The man is talking about Jesus like it is a real fact. And the amount of places in the Bible that shows equivocally that Jesus did not exist. But this man is on the air talking around the world to people and talk about Jesus like it did occur. You know, it's not just one place in the Bible that condemns what white people are doing. It's almost in every book of the Bible. If you read it with clear good sense, you'll find out that it's nonsense. History tells us, the record of the past tells us, not what these white people are doing. In the World History textbook, it tells you that a culture is a group of people together based on their way of life. Your way of life begins with your sexuality. You understand that? Yeah. People's way of life is based on your sexuality. And right now, you only have, like, since we have two species, you only have two different types of human taxon. When it comes to human species, only two. Okay? And the fact that they decide to crossbreed us and decide they're going to take over our species. That's what they decide to do. That is not going to happen on Earth. It's not going to happen. Okay? And what my point is, I could see that a mental strike is going to hit these white people, because what they are doing is not according to civilization plan. You see what I mean? And they start to tumble from the beginning of the 19th century. Okay? And coming into the 28th century. they start to stumble real bad mentally. But what they have driving them is the confidence that Africa's an idiot, and so are the those who were sold out into what they call the what they call it again? Diaspora. Thanks. The diaspora. You see, we in the diaspora, we not better. We are not better. They think that the fact that we have not put up any resistance against them, they can kill us and do anything they want. Yeah. And here we are today. They are not going to stop. It doesn't matter how they stumble and fall. There is nobody there, because remember, once Africa pull out and leave reigning to them, they go full speed ahead. There is no abridging of white people's insanity. I mean, they're faggots. And where do you think that they're going to come up with, because they are able to, do whatever they want to do and call it an economy and distribution to, make it seem like something is going on in America. You know, their biggest thing is the economy and all this kind of stuff and things like that. You don't understand that. Yeah, they don't have any sense from a civilized point of view. From a civilized point of view, they look like humans, they talk like humans and all this kind of stuff, and do all kind of business like human beings. But they steal our knowledge. You know, see? They have stolen our knowledge, but they can only go so far with our knowledge. They are not going to be allowed to become sovereign and stay put. No. And all their dreams that they are thinking, like, oh, they're homosexual, but they're this and that, and they're brighter than the African people or something like that. Well, that's overreaching. That is overreaching. They're off civilized. Modern Cro-Magnon, the crossbreeding. They get little of our blood, and that's about it. Okay? And I think it's a joke. For me, it's not a joke. It's a serious, serious thing, right? But we have not go out and fight any battle with these sodomite fucking people. But they want to come on and turn us. Look, if you don't appreciate what I'm saying, why shouldn't you look at what they do and consider what I am saying? You'd rather think that, oh, I am disrespectful. For what? How can I be disrespectful when who have I killed? I don't kill nobody. But you would think that, oh, the United States, no, I don't think about the United States like that. United States is not United States. Millions of African people, they come from Europe, and come all around till they get to America, killing the African people. How do you look at me and tell me, oh, I'm on the radio and they are the one who control the radio? In some way, under the circumstances, they didn't control it. But in the highest form, when a storm is going to blow and destroy everything, they can't stop that. The point is, I am created by the gods and their blood, and whatever I am able to think or say, it's going to be because I am from that blood. All right, when they come and crossbreed us and start talking and stuff like that, they still have their rhesus bad blood inside of them. And what is bothering us now about that is obvious is a bunch of sickness that we get from them and madness we get from them. Okay? Now, so we are barely, slowly, like maybe having a chance of realizing what has happened to us. Right? My strongest point here is that they are going to crash. Just like you see Trump is crashing right now. Remember, he was president, right? Yeah. And what he do? I mean, the simplest of what the guy is supposed to do is hand over rule to the next person who now won the bid for the presidency. That is the least thing that no other who come into that position, I've heard of any one of them seek to overthrow the guy who is coming in. I've never heard about that, right? But Trump is doing this with a certain amount of broad liberty until there is nothing to stop him now unless nature stand up in his way. You see what I mean? Because you are allowed to get away with certain things, but if you're going and begging for something to happen to you, you fall into the hand of nature who say, no, well, you know, you're done. You're done. A president begin to do this, if you think just him alone is going down, you make a sad mistake. Is the entire culture of the white people them going down? They and their Christianity going down. You see? And the people who they punish all these years, those who want to be reconciled with their maker, they will do so. Because all this, the fat woman things, and look, what they are doing and holding a position like African people are nothing, they will find out. They are finding out right now. Confusion is only in their camp. Because they have milked the African people to nothing. There is nothing left for them to do to us but just keep killing us until none of us are left alive. That's all they have in their hand. Okay, because we give up every rule of anything to them. They decide. So it means, finally, what the white people have left to do, they already make law for everybody who wants a piece of the body to fuck. I mean, it's legal. It's legal.
Appointment for tomorrow. Not canceled. You will still go. We'll discuss after show.
Like I said to you, you see the world is going on. And America, the bright, bright star, right? And they celebrate July, Easter, and stuff like that, and firecrackers and stuff like that. You're going to find out that these people, they have their home behind them. And when nobody make anything of what they have done, rather than they are behaving like, oh, everybody cheer for them and what, we are not seeing civilization at all. And civilization is being abused by these fucking ass gays. And we must sit aside while they do what they want to do. And they will carry the world wherever they want to do. No, you know what? That is no more. No more. Because perish they will. And none of us is going to go out there and take up a gun. Okay? And try to fight with these sodomite fucking white people. They are going to find out that there is a easier way to San Jose than to fight them. Well, you know, I mean, the whole thing that the way they kill us freely and both their AD and Adam and the law, I say, oh my God, that's walking on the wrong side of the road. And nobody is coming to stop them. Nobody at all with superior power. As when it comes to what we say, one country against the other, you'd think China would accept him. And, you know, the other subgroups, you know, of Chinese group would come in. We know that what we call it there, the Arabs, they are completely gone over the board long time ago. They turn confused and, you know, kill their own people and everything like that. And they're so gross now, you know, I mean, because of what the white people have done. You see what I mean? So the gods have their settings, right? And programming. They have reason to have interest in Earth. They do. Okay? And their blood is one of the interests because we are useful. They created us for a reason, and they got the desired result. Why they don't just, you know, I mean, wipe us out and let us go out of existence. They didn't do that. They leave us here. They leave us here. And these white people stuff our brain up with all kind of rubbish where we're not concerned about the things that I am talking up about right now, right? So they will kill us and do whatever they want for as long as they want. Okay? It's not the will of the gods that should happen. So this is a phase that is going by. And pretty soon, no more of it will be left. Okay? So these sodomites who think that they have things going, give them a few more turns. And they will find out what their fate really was all along. I say, get out from our territories. It don't belong to Hunu. Get out. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I hope that you find something in history for you to hold on to. Because we are just living for a little while. All right? Now, I don't have anything besides the knowledge about our creation to make these white people come and mess up our brain that we think all kind of foolishness now, today. We don't have any sense about our purpose and stuff like that. And by thinking that we have a God in the Bible, you read too much corrosion in the Bible about God and Jesus and stuff like that. These are sodomite stuff that they're telling about God and his son Jesus. It's a sodomite thing. And the codes are there, and because we believe everything, Adam and Eve in the garden and stuff like that, and we don't have anything else that is going to like enlighten us and take us in the right direction, we are not going to go in the right direction as long as we live. And church and Jesus is who we are believing in, we will perish. It's no joke. We will have to learn what history tells us, where we come from. And don't follow these white people who talk about Jesus and Jesus this and Jesus that, because it's their bread and butter. Okay? So if you don't want to get out and begin to expose yourself to real history of the past and know who we are, then you're going to perish. No joke about that. All right. Let's come now around to this. I would like to... I want to play you a speech not too long from JFK, right? John F. Kennedy. Listen to what he had to say about United States rule by a president, right? It's a mixed bag of stuff as far as I am concerned, because there is just no way to accredit anything that you'd consider that America is a good government. So America never had any more government except those that the Indians had when they were here. These sodomites, white people come here and decide to destroy kingship. I read it. That's what they do. Work against kingship. And then the only way anybody could be successful in doing that is unless Africa went into bed with these white fucking ass white people. Africa, some one way or the other. Yeah, that's what they did, because they are the power, and these people didn't have no power whatsoever, no governmental power. So where they get it from? And put in a position to make up what they want to make up. So this is where we drop like a dead dog. And nobody care for us. Nobody can care for us unless some light shine in our head and the gods are able to do something with us through that avenue. But apart from that, it's only us. And then you say, well, then what can we do? Well, I would wonder what we're going to do if we cannot destroy A.D. Anadamani. A.D. Anadamani wasn't put here by the gods at all. Okay? And there is none other but the gods on planet Earth. Read in the history. That's why civilization is being taught by 6,000 years ago, Mesopotamia, okay, by the Sumerian. That's where it's at. And we don't know these things. So depending on these faggots, homosexuals, we are depending on them, who will kill us whenever they want because with their AD Anadamani. They have it there. 1220 AD. Okay? They begin with their so-called emperor and popes. Pope apologized for sins of Catholics. We don't do nothing. I mean, who out there can tell me anything to change what I'm saying? So you think about Jamaica, where I come from, with a president. You think, how far are we going to go? When they full up every square inch of land in Jamaica as possible to the church. So where you think we're going to go? Right? A people who... The leading president of the country has never been able to introduce a program that teaches the African people their own history. Right? What else do you think is going to become of us if we don't know our own history? Yes, crazy. Play a little tune. Not a tune. I was going to play this little speech
by John F. Kennedy. Listen to him and form an impression.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, for I have complete confidence and the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news. For it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Okay, now you hear that from J.F. Kennedy that most people consider to be a great president. He was shot and killed simply because he was not the right kind of choice for some of these faggot white people, right? So there is absolutely no way of accrediting any United States president in America. America is America with kingship government, not United States. As long as you're under United States, you're under the faggots who are ready to use their AD on a domini on you, where there is no Africa. There is no other government that can come from any part of the world and seat these faggots because they have Africa in their pocket. Right? Now listen to this gentleman named Akon. He is a born African. I think he's a rapper or one of them thing and stuff like that. Wealthy chap and thing. Listen to his talk and see how you evaluate him as someone. I think he probably live in America or go back and forth or something like that. But listen to his chatter, right? And see what you think about what he says as supposed to be one from outside there, right? Listen to him.
This world is all about branding and marketing. The number one branders in the universe is the United States. They made the United States seem like it's the best place in the world to be. It's the land of the free, home of the brave. I go there to find and chase my dreams. We have to be able to tell our own stories. Directors, filmmakers, entertainers, it's going to be clearly, and the press, it's going to be your job to redefine how people think about Africa. Because you're here. You see what's going on. You clearly can see in a vivid picture the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you choose to put out there is what the world is going to get. Because I can tell you right now, in Chicago alone, there's more people dying in Chicago than there was in the war in Iraq. But you would never see that. There's a lot of things that's happening in the U.S. that you would never see because they choose to show you what they want you to see for... Yeah. It's about country integrity. You have a certain reputation you have to keep. No one puts their family business out into the street. One of the problems we have in Africa is that when something happens, the press is quick to put out negative energy and quick to put out a negative story. And then that story goes on to internet, then other broadcasting systems take it, and they post it. So when you look at places like Kenya, for instance, that I know of, maybe what, two terrorist attacks? But it was everywhere. So now people was afraid to go to Kenya because somebody shot up the mall. But then when you look online, there was over 25,000 attacks in the U.S., but you only knew about maybe five or six. So we have to really rebrand. And then when you look at how the world perceives Africa, they're right. You know, you see zebras, lions, tigers, bears. Oh, my. You get to the point where you think Africa's just a big jungle. The images that they're showing of Africa is historical images. This is way before civilization. This is when they were still, you know, battling with spears, like times of Shaka Zulu. No, I'm serious. But then when you look at the U.S., they're showing Superman, Batman, You know? Where is our Superman? Where is our, like, Shaka Zulu should be a superhero today. Really? So we have to tell our own stories. I mean, even Jesus is white. And you believe it. But it's okay, because how you were framed, if you taught something from the day you were born, and your mother taught you that, your father taught you that, it's real. You never look at your mom and your dad as liars. But their mother and father taught them the same thing, because that's the kind of history that's put out for them to believe. Our history books in the U.S. is all white American history, culture that's been borrowed from other nations. But Africa have to teach the same history of our ancestors, the great things that they have accomplished. You know? And it's going to be the jobs of directors like yourself, filmmakers like yourself, to narrate that story. How do we want to be perceived? How do we want that story to be narrated to the rest of the world? This younger generation, we kind of figured it out. Because now, when you look at hip-hop in America, every rapper is rich. Gold chains, Bentleys, night girls, you know, night girls by the pool with bathing suits in his big mansion. And then when the video's over, they get on their phone and call an Uber. They don't even come in the Bentley that you just saw in the TV. But you go to Nigeria, we got Wizkid, Davido, P-Square, all these guys driving a Bentley, Mercedes. They actually own those cars. That's the difference. But if we don't translate that, they will never know. They think we're going to leave the chute and go home on a horse or a zebra. Because that's what they know. This is why African Americans are so afraid of Africa. You mention Africa, they start shaking. There's so much fear. They don't know how to translate that. It was just recent that people are now saying, yeah, man, you know what? I rock with Africans, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to do some collaborations, man. Yo, man, I need an Afrobeat remix, you know what I'm saying? But before, they'd be like, man, I don't know that dude. I'm not putting him on my record. So the younger generation is slowly understanding how you have to rebrand the culture, because the culture has adapted. They've actually took everything that we've created and made it look better. They made a superstar look like a superstar. When I look on TV and I see our biggest entertainers, they don't look like stars. That's why you can't really respect the entertainer. If a politician saw a singer, he'd just be like, oh, he's just a local singer. But if he go to that local singer's performance, he may sell out the stadium because he has a huge influence, but the image is not there. So we have to take the image as a huge accountability for ourselves and realize that Africa really does have a reputation. But if we allow our stories to be told, our stories will be told according to their agenda on what they need to be able to benefit from Africa. So we have to tell our story so we can be able to understand how we can utilize that story to benefit for our agenda. You know? So in closing, this job is for the entertainers, the filmmakers, the reporters, and anyone that creates content. We have to rebrand, and we have to rebrand it in the way that we see it and tell the story to where they can understand it, feel comfortable, and want to come here and invest. Right?
To add to what Akon...
Okay, now... My question to you, what impression have you gotten from Akon's speech? As far as the problem is in the human world, and it's in the history, there is only one country that rules the world, and that is Africa. Now, when you listen to this gentleman who is supposed to be way above the average person that you would find and would expect to hear something uplifting, as concerning the problems that we are having. Does he sound like he understand much of the problem, like from a political sense? He knows something about selling, branding, and stuff like that. But as far as the problem between Africa and relationship United States, we're in a speech. Did you hear something that would be of concern to the present condition? Let's say after he's talking in post of slavery, right? Yeah. And what has he got to say about Africa selling us out as slaves and allow Bible to be written and Jesus is established? He says something about Jesus, and you could tell from what he said that he knows that Jesus does not exist, right? But the way that he said it, you just have to have a certain knowledge concerning what he said to know that he doesn't think that Jesus is a real character. But he said, but people believe it. You know, people believe in Jesus, right? But he is ridiculing the idea of Jesus' existence. But the point is, if you really want to help people in the world to get out of the tragedy put upon us because of Africa, you don't go about you don't talk like that. You have to say something different, right? If you are to make an impact in anything, you will have to find a way to talk, to create an impression on both sides. Because there are a lot of people who don't know anything, will never know anything. They would like some help, right? So when you see and hear these confusing things, you hear Kennedy talking like he means well. Kind of well can he mean when they are holding another species hostage and creating all kinds of problems that is almost unsolvable? And of course, he is not looking to solve any of that problem. He's talking about a colloquial political situation, okay? And what he expects the public to do concerning his leadership. That's a shallow basin and not extended towards worldwide solution to civilization. It's not democracy. It is civilization you must be clinging to. But they are sodomite. Kennedy is a sodomite. But at the rate that things are going, it's like he is not. Because they raise up the different standard of life and shuffle around in such a way that they are able. They're not wearing their ancestors' the clothing, animal skin. These white people. So they can come in now and set themselves up like they are civilized like us, and we don't do nothing about it. As you listen to these two guys, you know, it's in your hand the way they talk and what you get from them and what you know about the problem that is to be solved. Are they any close to doing any of that? All right. Now, get a little knocking call and I'll come right back to you.
The falling by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay, now we're coming down to a close, right?
Europe gays violated nomenclature. Linon, what's it called? This Linnaean, right? So, taxonomic law against ethnic people. Right? So here we go for it now, that these people get to do anything they want to do with African people. And you think about how many African people out there in position of authority under who? Not kingship. Under Sodomite, AD, and Adamani. And they don't know. They don't know anything, or they don't see the gulf that they are looking at, where these white people have every single thing they want, like a sexual do. They want to spread fucking asshole all over the African world. That's what they are doing, evil. They don't care. African people don't care what these white people are doing, because they can get the next car, they can get the next credit. We are gone. You see what I mean? The taxonomic law that is according to this Linnaean. Right? Nomenclature law, right? It is a rule that is set, okay? And like this is saying, your nomenclature is a system of names or terms or the rule for. Then what it says here, it says the devising of choosing
yes, the devising or choosing of names for things, especially in a science or other discipline. The Linnaean system, zoological nomenclature, right? So it means that when you name things, when you classify things, it must be abide by. The body of system of names, killer field, you see, plural noun, nomenclatures, the nomenclature of chemical compound, right? Formal, the term or terms applied to someone or something. Customers was preferred to the original nomenclature, passenger, right? So there are a lot of things that we need to understand about when we talk about our species. What is the name of your species? Is it pertain to a nomenclature of, you know, of something that is classified? That whenever you have a classified title, name, right, it is a legal thing, right? So the point is, when you have two distinct humankind of species, and you begin to say, it's three species, it's four species and all that, and five and 21, you don't have any legal protection in the nomenclature rule, right? Well, I am talking about our species as human being on planet Earth, where you have these white people, I mean, are clear homosexuals, and they have liberty to not just to, you know, just try to mingle. That's not just what they are doing. They want to be the greatest people on planet Earth, and they know that they are a sodomite culture, but they want to elevate their sodomite culture, can't you see? And that there is no other higher human being on Earth but themselves. You don't see that? You better see that. All right, so go on now. Europe gaze. Violated nomenclature, Linnaean taxonomy law against ethnic people. Look and see that the mixing of African gay people with the African hybrid, the mixing of hominid primate origin, mixing Rh rhesus blood with African people was wrong, eternally wrong, and the devastation of it is our mental destruction. Okay? Well, in the world history textbook, it tells you the mixing of people different from your taxonomic chemistry is wrong. And until this day, it seems like nobody discovered what happened to African people.
where they can't even sustain their own government. But these sodomites come and talk about they have government, AD, and a domini, and nobody will say nothing. Listen. Hybridization involving breed.
It means captive breed individuals can have harmful consequences beyond the loss of genetic integrity. Right? Hybridization involving captive breed individual. Now, do we, when we become slave to these people, well, when they take us captive and interbreed us, okay, that's what happened when we were leaving Africa. These sodomite primates, our people, and interbreed them. And it's the reason why they are talking, because of their attack and assault of the Neanderthals that comes directly as a subgroup from wise sapiens. Okay? So when we are leaving Africa 100,000 years ago, that was when they created this violation. And it was not just external. It's internal. It's our blood that they attack. Why they are able to do what they want to do with us today, and we are like, blase, we don't have anything to say. We don't have a point of attack. I grew up into the church and was abused at church, chased off the property and cuffed and all that when I wasn't doing anything wrong. But because they are sodomites, what you call it, church. Okay? Whatever the church name. But this is what is happening. We don't have any political protection. With these sodomites can make up all the churches and make up all kind of institutions. And there is no Africa to say, no, you can't do it. Because Africa is in bed with these guys. You think about this. But you're talking about something that you can't fix. That these people are going to talk about the state, say you must this and you must that. The state require this and require that. These faggots, these white faggots, they are not civilized one day. Not even one day. But what? They can turn us into anything they want because Africa is over there twiddling their thumbs and they don't care about the people's blood that they are supposed to be protecting. Right? So, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, I know what I'm doing. I'm talking about it, and this is where the problem is resolved. Is to talk about it. Is to live the right way you're supposed to live, right? These guys have absolutely no right to set foot into our jurisdiction, remove a king, and begin to, rule with their sodomy rule. And say it's theirs and call themselves by our name and take our military and say it's theirs
and call themselves Romans. Nobody say anything. They can take anything from us, morph into our apparel and our places, and nobody say nothing. They can do ultimately anything they want to do with the African people. Now that you know, what do you do? You have power to change the way of your life. You do. And that is to learn the truth. The historic truth. Pre-history truth. The Sumerian truth. The law that protects us truth. Hernamu. Hernamu. And and King Amurabi. These are all kings. King Ernamu. King Ernamu. And King Amurabi. And you have, a big long list of kings that rule on the kingship. And today, we don't have anything but these faggots. You know, who is making law to marry two any same-sex kind of people and bungle up everybody together. Everywhere we go, they come there. If this is not criminal prosecution, well, what government is going to prosecute them? Except it's kingship. Because you can't go to AD court but do nothing under these fucking ass idiots. Okay? And nobody won't see, it's not law they are using. They kill anybody any way they want. Nobody don't see that. It's about time you see it. It's about time you see it. Because somebody make up something and successful at it, is it legitimate? You know, I mean, we don't have a choice but to understand that something is wrong and it's up to us. When you go to church, you are violating kingship. You see what I mean? Because you've gone from solar calendar to worshiping of the gods themselves from of heaven above, right? To this, St. Petersburg, St. Peter's Basilica of the faggot Pope in Rome. That's our place. Nobody ever say that, oh, these guys need to get out. No. It's like it is irreversible. It's not irreversible. Now, it goes on to say, what is one danger of hybridization? Hybridization involving captive breed individuals. The danger is can have harmful consequences beyond the loss of genetics. So it's even going to go beyond just the range of genetics integrity. Reimer and Simbaroff, 1996. In many cases, individuals differ genetically. You hear that? The stock individuals differ genetically from the target population. Which can result in outbreeding depression following hybridization. Mofial, ETAL, January 28, wrote that. Nomenclature is a system of names or terms. Are the rules of forming these terms in a particular field
of hearts or senses or sciences. In the field of hearts or sciences. Linnean taxonomy can mean either of two related concepts. The particular form of biological classification set up by Carl Linnaeus, Nature, and subsequent works. Limitations. The major limitation of the Linnaean classification system is that it is based on physical traits. Listen, physical traits, by not necessarily be a sign of relatedness. And indeed, DNA evidence has forced scientists to reconsider many classifications based on the whole system. Evolution. Living organisms are classified into groups depending on their structure and characteristics. This system was developed in the 18th century by Carl Linnaeus. The classification of species allows the subdivision of living organisms into smaller and more specified groups. Disadvantages of crossbreeding. Means hybrid vigor in the initial cross declines with any back crossing to parental breeds, right? Hybrid vigor in the initial cross declines with any crossing to parental breeds, maintaining a rotational crossbreeding program. Particularly if using there are more, particularly if using three or more breeds can be complicated, requiring careful record keeping and planning. My friends, I think there are some very critical very critical things that is covered into this article. And my friends, I tell you, this is very, very serious stuff. When I'm telling people that something is wrong with the African people over the past 100,000 years, this is validation where somebody done discussed the technicality of this, and I am not into that field, but I can, I mean, use common sense and read and see what happened and why the African people go down south mentally over the past 100,000 years. We have not much good to ourselves. We come here and work and build up places and stuff, and all these white people need to do is come behind us after they build up some little off civilized sense, and they come with their uncivilized self and get their way into the camp of the civilized people. When you hear that can work, how can that be something that is acceptable? And it is difficult for people to find out that something is wrong with African people. Now you want to find out what's wrong with us? Oh, we just turned worthless? No. No, you will know in the identity of white people and their species, their brain is different from ours. The taxonomic law is breached. You see, when 100,000 years ago, breached. And here we have a crossbreed relative called Cro-Magnon of our blood. Look at them. They are very intelligent and can do a vast amount of things. But look, they are still not, in a positive sense, our relative, because it's criminal acts they did on our people. And look at what they come and do now. Kill us, trying to get rid of us after they get rid of our brother Neanderthal. Look at what they do. So my friends, I thank you for tuning into the program today. And I hope that you get something from what I have said, and you can go and do some research on it, right? It is very important for us to know things like this because it is our flesh and blood we are dealing with. You know what I mean? We ought to know. And I need to even make a note myself here, very important that we know. All right. CRL. All right, let's get a little, give you a little more musical here. All right. Thank you.
question.